prosperity, among other things. Do we have any modifications to the agenda?
No, no modifications.
And we're going to skip to number four. Mr. Tyrell.
Hi.
You're up.
Okay. I'd like to request a letter from the town, if I could, for using the town tax map as my town tax card for identification, location, and the way you assess the value of my property. I'm in a property dispute with the government, and I need a letter saying that this is what you're doing. I'm being taxed for it. I'm being taxed for the land that I'm seeing on the map.
Yeah.
And I'd like a letter saying that. I've got it written. I mean, I've got something simply written here. I'm not, I'm going to pin you down. I know it's not a survey map. It's not.
Are you trying to say the tax map is wrong, or?
No, I'm trying to say that the tax map is exactly right.
Exactly right.
It's exactly right, as is vermont.gov. And a whole bunch of other maps. The 1921 map that's here that is a survey.
The National Forest says it isn't right?
No, they're saying it isn't right. By 700 feet. Not by 7 feet, but by, hey, Greg, how do you do it? Stop.
Did you want your corner, Greg?
I don't need it.
You want your corner?
Let me get that, so I'm out of the way of these folks. How you doing?
Bob, you want to speak to that?
It's gotta be, yeah.
So with regard to tax maps, they are not, I mean, they're the official map upon which you use to do your, also between your grand list, to show where properties are. But they're not a survey, and statutes say that. So from the perspective of saying this is the land that he's being taxed, and to show that that's access, when there's a dispute with the government on the survey,
It's not a survey as of yet. The government has done a survey a couple of times and hasn't registered it anywhere. Vermont.gov is showing a survey map of 1921, which is a survey that the town is using also, and the tax map reflects. There's many maps. Go Vermont.gov, Go Hunt Map, Onyx, they're all showing that the town is correct. So the government pulled out holes on the land when they bought it from the Boy Scouts, and they moved that line because they didn't want to ask this property for permission to pull the line out. Anyway, I've got to clear it up.
The difficulty, I don't want the town to get into something with regard to ongoing litigation on that. Mm-hmm. For the town to say that the tax map that it has is the town's tax map, there's no disputing that. But the town isn't making representations that that is the actual survey boundary. And this is saying a letter stating that the current Stratton town map is his card for the description of my land on Grout Pond Road. For purposes of how the town identifies the land, that is what is on the tax map, but the town isn't making any affirmative statements as to a survey on. So you could say something limited to that effect, but I don't.
So do you agree that we provide a letter?
If the board wishes to,
okay.
But that's.
And if they do, would you draw that up?
I could.
Something
do that.
That's got the right language that
sure.
would make it legal.
Yeah.
Represent
yeah.
exactly what. What
yeah,
that
I just
means.
Don't. My suggestion to the town is I don't want you to over-represent.
Okay.
Because that's most likely going to be an exhibit or something that's used by Mr. Tarbell in trying to resolve that that matter.
And it's basically a statement that the town we are taxing Mr. Tarbell in accordance with the town's tax map as attached. With a copy of the tax map, because that's what you're
yeah.
looking for.
Yeah,
right?
That's all I'm asking for. I know it's not a survey.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to say that. But I'd like a rough, you know, 700 feet off. It's a matter of zero road frontage or zero access to the property, or the town's taxing me as though there's 700 feet of road frontage, but I've got zero. zero. So that's a pretty good difference. You know, if it was 7 feet, we're not talking about 7 feet, we're talking about 200 plus yards.
So you want a motion?
I'll make a motion that the town asks Bob to draft the letter on auto VIAT.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? You got it.
Thank you, sir, and all you, sirs. Okay, I'll get out of your hair. Thanks for your time, everybody.
Okay. Take care, Otto, have a good one.
Hey, have a good one.
Good to see you, Greg.
Good seeing you, man.
Okay. Let you confirm this, do you?
Yeah, no, they're.
They're here.
You wanna do that now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a seat.
And you wanna pull a chair up too?
Yeah. You guys wanna come up?
My suggestion, given that we're talking about matters which may relate to litigation, is that you do a motion to go into executive session and invite whoever you want here into it. So that if we're talking freely and in the spirit of like a mediation to find out if there's common ground, I think that would be a proper motion to make. So, and if we make that, then after that we should stop the tape and then restart it later.
Okay. So I make a motion that we go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we'll invite three.
Lynn McNamara and David Meir and Tom and Steve Petrick.
And Bob Fisher.
And Bob Fisher. Okay, I'll turn off the tape now.